Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading in August, and we brought in a surprisingly better than expected performance for the second week. Even after facing an extremely bearish USDA report earlier in the week, we saw the grains be able to claw their way back and actually not finish the week bad. Wheat continues to see some pressure and a little bit of losses, mainly because of the spring wheat harvest that has taken place, although that is being delayed because of rains and because of adverse weather. And it's likely we're going to start to see some impact as far as quality is concerned. But at this point, the market isn't that worried about it. And we are seeing a winter wheat harvest that is about wrapping up. As far as with corn, we saw a very bearish report come out from USDA on Tuesday, but yet this market shook off that pressure and was able to finish with steady to some small losses, which was a feat in itself. Overall, they're just a little concerned about the numbers and want some verification, which could happen here now this week with the Pro Farmer Tour taking place. And soybeans, of course, saw a bullish report come from USDA as they cut production quite a bit, a lot more than anticipated by the trade, mainly because of a cut in acres. Overall, for the week, when it wrapped up, we saw Minneapolis wheat finishing down about 7 to 8 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 8 cents. Kansas City was down 8 to 11. Over in the corn market, that's where the surprise came. September was up 1 cent, while December was only down a quarter cent. Over in the soybean market, we're seeing 55-cent gains because of the friendly USDA report. Soybean meal also skyrocketed higher. That was up anywhere from $7 to $8 for the week. Soybean oil even finished with some gains. That was up anywhere from 50 to 60 cents. And over in the canola, we just couldn't get it together there as canola finished down about $8.50. In the meats, another strong performance. Most of the meat contracts finishing sharply higher. We did see live cattle gain anywhere from $4 to $4.50, while feeder cattle were up anywhere from $6.50 to $7. Over in the lean hog market, even they finished a little mixed. Front month was up 75 cents, while the deferreds were down slightly. As far as the outside markets were concerned, crude oil was down $1.10. Gold was down $108. The dollar was down 0.3 cents, and we saw the Dow gain 765 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.